Well, welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, you guys. We really hope you're having a wonderful day today.
It's fall time.
And it's beautiful.
Yes.
Fall is my favorite.
It's beautiful. The weather, I love the slight chill in the air.
I enjoy the colors, just the changes of the season. I like every season change, actually. Like, I'm here
This is my favorite, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's mine, too,
because
but I like
the food,
the changes.
All of it. I love a cozy sweatshirt. I love the cozy drinks. I love, like, the wassail.
I make wassail.
Which is apple cider.
If you don't know what it is, apple cider, pineapple juice, orange juice, cinnamon sticks, cloves, brown sugar, and some cinnamon powder. I'll cut up some apple slices, put a few orange slices in it, and then let it just simmer throughout the day.
It's life-changing.
And you just want to sit and drink it all day
long. I drink tons of it.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then on top of that, just the food, all the desserts that come out during this season, it's the best.
Wow.
This is the best season.
It's really good. It's a good time. And I like jeans. Oh, I love jeans.
I do too.
I know.
It's interesting. I have friends who say they do not like jeans.
What do they wear? Khakis?
Shorts.
Oh, shorts.
They just love shorts. Casual wear. I don't blame them. I get the casual wear. Hey, let's talk about something real quick before we get into today's podcast.
What?
Ann and I are excited. You know how you get excited about things that are about to happen and it's just like so exciting because you're like, I'm so excited. So for years, I have been promising her that I was going to do this. And for years, I was trying to figure out the logistics of how it was going to happen. Behind the scenes of secrecy, because you love surprises.
I do not love surprises.
So I opened up a hidden savings account. And I began to slowly, as like someone who's stealing money from our bank account.
Let's put this out there. This is the only reason in marriage why you open up a hidden savings account.
100%. And I began to secretly stash money away. And then
millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. So then I pulled the trigger on our 20th anniversary this past June. I surprised you with a trip to Rome, Italy.
Burr, burr, burr. Guys,
we leave this weekend.
We are so excited for this trip. And I thank you for loving on me. And thank you for this surprise. I was overwhelmed. And I cried at the restaurant. I didn't believe you. I wasn't really sure what was happening, actually.
I didn't believe you.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Oh, I had also
20
been,
years of marriage wait, down the drain.
I had also been on prednisone that week for poison ivy. So when it all came to, I was mentally in overdrive because I get silly and hyperactive on prednisone. So it took me a second to recognize what was happening. And then I cried. And then I've shopped a lot.
You have shopped quite
listen,
a bit.
On
you're
eBay.
A good frugal. Yeah, you're a frugal spender.
Yeah. I find nice things on eBay. And
why am I telling our listening audience? Because I believe that it is very healthy to surprise and delight your spouse. I also find, and it goes both ways, I also find that it is exciting for big things. You can't do big things often. We know this, but you should put in the calendar like every 5 years, try to do something
like
where
really
it's
big.
Like, like plan it out. We've had fun planning it out.
We really have. It's been great.
And knowing what we're about to embark on together, it's going to be one of those like mental memories of just every day is going to be super cool.
And I told someone the other day, I said, often in marriage, you know, we got married, got pregnant 4 months into marriage, and then had 4 children in the first 7 years.
Yep.
And you have every excuse to say, well, we'll do this when our kids grow up, or we'll do this whenever everyone's out of the house. And we made a decision to live life now and to take advantage of grandparents that can't watch our kids when they could. We didn't live near family. So we would pull upon those resources when the kids came of age and we could leave.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. And my encouragement is to you guys, don't keep pushing it off if you have something in your heart. present it to God and you're like, well, we don't have family. We don't have this. What do we do? I believe God has an answer for that. And it may be something that you're not thinking about.
Yeah. In my journal, I wrote down a bunch of things, which you will never see.
I'm going to find your journal and read it.
And I put in there all the things that I wanted to do for my wife. And I have slowly been knocking those off. One of those things was last year when I surprised you with a wedding ring ensemble of different wedding rings. So my mother's, my grandmother's.
Yes. So I have an heirloom ring now that we designed, and the center diamond is your nanny. It's from your nanny. And then the other four diamonds are from your mom's original wedding set.
Yep.
Then the rest of the diamonds are from my original wedding set. And you surprised me last year to create just this beautiful, and I love antique, just thought-worthy items. And our whole house would be filled with old books and antiques if you would allow it.
Well, yeah, I would allow it.
I know, but then it would get crazy. So this ring, it means a lot to me.
Yeah. So why I say this is because this isn't something that I put off of like, someday or maybe. No, I put it down on paper and I visit that paper often and I go, I can do this. How? I got a plan. And if you fail to plan, then you're going to plan to fail. And
wow. Say it again.
Yeah. If you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. So you have to make sure, like, plan it out. So I started thinking, okay, strategically, I've got to put this out there. I'm going to begin to save. I'm going to begin to put the dominoes up where now it's time to, like, knock the dominoes down and let's do this thing. And so that's what we're doing. So I'm just giving you some marriage advice here of putting it out there. I have things for my own boys and my daughter, the things I've written down that I want to achieve for them as well, that I want to put before the Lord. And I'm praying about those open doors. And then I am slowly planning the process of how to get it done. We changed some transition of vacation of how we do things. But the very beginning, I took my two boys, my oldest ones, to hike the Grand Canyon. So now my two younger ones, they want to do a trip like this. So I'm processing that. That's on my list right now of how I can do something for them. The reason why we haven't is because we did two different trips in between that were more family-oriented that they all wanted to do, whether it be Disney or a trip out west, which we just completed. So all of those things are planned, and that's what I'm obviously instructing you, encouraging you to do. So then comes today's podcast.
And I think we need to run with this.
I'm running with it.
No, not this. No, let's save that. Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously, let's
save
it.
We're saving.
Yeah.
This podcast is another podcast.
Yeah, we're going to save that. We're going to save it because this is too good with what you're saying. And I'm super thankful about it. So what you just made me think of was this scripture. It just popped into my heart. Proverbs 29:18. I really like it in the Amplified Bible Classic Edition because I do believe that many of us, we're just one small step away from really enjoying our marriage, our relationships, our family, our friends. And that small step requires an intentionality of planning, right?
Yeah.
Of sowing seed. God operates in seed time and harvest. So what you sow, you reap. So really all the things that you just said were intentional seeds that you were sowing. You took the money, sowed it into a savings account. Now we're reaping a harvest of an Italy trip, right?
There you go. True.
So for our children, you're writing things down, sowing out vision and prayer. And then what God's going to do is honor that because it's a part of what God's placed in your heart as a husband and a father. So that you guys, I don't know, why are we just living life like zombies, letting whatever comes come? Was that too much?
Nah.
Okay. And just going through the motions, the mundane, without actually believing and expecting and planning great things.
Yeah.
You know?
No, so, I agree.
Proverbs 29:18, Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Where there is no vision or no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate and enviable is he. Without a vision, you say, yeah, but we're talking about the redemptive revelation of God here. Yeah, God created you to be fruitful and multiply in every aspect of your life, right? To have a fruitfulness. He wants us to be so fruitful and have good fruit. And he's telling us here that without a vision of that, of God's redemptive plan, maybe you've lost that vision of God's redemptive plan of who you are as a wife. And you need the Holy Spirit to renew that. And a part of that is writing down a goal or something you want to sow into your spouse to love on him. Maybe as a mom, you've lost the joy in motherhood. And you really just need to begin to believe God and write out some things of what the Lord wants you to do.
Yeah.
Of joy and excitement. I actually, last night I was thinking about our kids. We're in a different season where our children are teenagers and they like their bedroom now.
Correct.
So I've had to go to the Lord and say, God, I need some vision here on having some fun with these kids on the day-to-day to get them out of their bedroom. Do you know?
Yeah, and that goes back to this intentional planning of, all right, it's okay to spend time in your bedroom. It's okay to have those moments alone. But it's you can't become sedentary or, you know, I guess the real word is you've become just kind of like numb to the fact and okay with it because now it's you're not responsible for your children. They're kind of doing their own. They're safe in their room. So you yourself have become kind of just content with the fact of like, they're just out there. I don't need to worry about them. They're okay. But no, you do need to worry about them. And yeah. You do need to plan things. You do need to get them out of the house, make them go on a walk with you, make them talk with you, spend those times with them.
Because the world has a destructive plan for your marriage and your kids. Okay. God has a redemptive plan. Mm-hmm. So if you're not planning, someone else is. And you want to be the one that identifies what is taking place in your home, with your future, with your family. Why? Because it brings a joy. You begin to prosper. God honors that faithfulness. And what we present to him and commit to him, then he will cause to establish and succeed. I think about that often, Josh, of, oh my gosh, have I committed this to God? Because then when I do, he'll course correct it, or he'll give a better plan than I could even hope for. Mm-hmm. Okay, this Italy trip, God has blessed us abundantly, and it's been far greater than we could even imagine.
Yes. Putting your plans before the Lord. So on top of that, we've had some wonderful people in our lives want to be like, oh my gosh, you guys are doing this. I want to sow into this with you guys. And I'm like, that is so amazing to see other people wanting our marriage to succeed. And these are people that love us. One individual blessed us. I mean, blessed two individuals, two separate families, actually. Let's call them families. Blessed our socks off. One giving us amazing tour. They blessed us with two tours.
Experiences
yeah. in Rome, which was like exceeded huge. What we were hoping that going to pay for like one and be like, okay, mediocre tour type of deal. Like, we'll get there and we'll do
far
something.
Better than we could have even
far
hoped for.
Better. Like, and then that, I mean, just that blew our mind. And then we had another family who blessed us with finances over an abundance so that we could have another experience on top of just going over there. So what I'm trying to say is when you place this before the Father in prayer, God begins to orchestrate. I didn't force this trip. I didn't make it happen. Like, I have the resources. I prayed about these things, and then I began to do the research, and I it was just awesome.
Well, and if you say, well, God won't do that for me, well, what a horrible attitude to have with a heavenly Father who wants to bless you and love you. Maybe you need to course correct your stinking thinking and your attitude before God and open your heart up to be a source for him to flow through you.
Yeah.
I've prayed for these families that have sown into us. I've already covered them in prayer that they reap a harvest from the seed that they sown in, that they sowed into our marriage. And I know God's going to do that for them.
Right.
You guys, we should get excited about having a redemptive vision and plan. If God created us, which he did, that was like a broken up sentence.
God created us.
I was going to say, if God created us to be a spouse, to have children, because God created us and he's given us the gift of fatherhood, motherhood. He's given us the gift of marriage. He's given us the gift of being a brother and a sister and a daughter and a son and a friend. And when we commit and have a redemptive revelation of that, mm-hmm. that it was orchestrated by him, and he has so many wonderful scriptures on what it looks like to live out that plan, then I think there comes this like great awakening on the inside of us of how much he wants to bless us so that we can prosper in those things.
Yeah, he wants your marriage to succeed. He wants you to be loved and to know his love. And he wants to surprise and delight you. So by putting these things, these desires in your heart for one another, and it aligns with the word of God, then it just, it bursts out the best of the best, where you say, I can see God in my marriage. I think where a lot of people miss it is, again, in the scenario that we were talking about earlier with our children in a bedroom, it's that content. You're just kind of like, I'm sedentary. This is just how it is. I don't have any money. You do have money. You do have resources. It's just, how are you spending them? So you need to allocate the funds in a way. If it's five, guys, I wasn't putting away hundreds of dollars every month. I was putting away $40 a month, $50 a month. I raised it to where we paid off something small. It was like orthodontists,
all the orthodontists bills.
So, we were paying $120 a month for orthodontists. So I was like,
$165.
So then I took a little bit of that and I put it away in the savings every month, where it was like, okay, we're doing this. So all that to say, it was a slow process to get to this moment. All I'm asking for you to do is to sit here and go, what can I do for my spouse that would surprise and delight them? What would bring joy to our marriage? What would bring compassion? Yeah. What would bring that passion, that all of these things, and then say, all right, this is a plan, but God, at any time, interrupt my plan and show me something far greater. And then begin to lay that stuff out.
Let's give some more specific ideas with that. So I'll
go simple.
Hot topic though, intimacy. Are you planning ahead and committing your intimacy to the Lord? I know there are lots of people listening that you possibly are having a lull in your time of intimacy with your spouse, and God wants that to be fruitful. So as you commit that to him and ask him to help you just have a renewed vision, then he'll show you, hey, maybe you're not planning appropriately and your time's off, or you're waiting until it's too late, or you're dealing with this, or maybe you've got something that's clogging the drain of your heart. No, does that even make sense? And that in your life needs to get unclogged so that you can receive your spouse in a loving and gentle manner. The Holy Spirit will show you what that is. So intimacy is something. I mean, mm-hmm. This isn't just financial things, guys. This is having a vision for encouragement.
Yep.
I really had to ask the Lord, I thank you as a mom with all of these teenagers. Often you can find yourself in seasons of parenting, getting frustrated, and the frustrations are what you're speaking rather than the faith or the encouragement. And I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit saying, hey, I've got a better vision. I've got a better plan for your words right now over your kids that will bring in a beautiful harvest mm-hmm. in their lives,
yeah.
So God's really been helping me with that. That's been something a part of that. And then what are some other things that you kind of course, we talked about the trips. We've talked about, we can talk about date nights of planning ahead. Maybe not such a big trip, but we encourage every 3 months do something a little extra special. But yeah, then on I know the regular.
It's gotten expensive eating out. Eating out is expensive. Man, we know this, okay?
It gets crazy.
But again, just if you surprised me with a pizza and you were like, hey, kids, now we have children that are older, so we're able to leave them at home now. And so we don't have to really put too much focus on that side of it. For you, you have to be a little more intentional. But if you showed up with a pizza and we're like, you and I are going to go grab some coffee afterwards. So something simple, nothing crazy. But if you showed up with a pizza and said, let's go to the park and you and I are going to eat pizza at the park right now, I would be totally for that. And you were intentional with, like, you got on Pinterest and you found five fun things to ask your spouse that dealt with our future, vision, dreaming type of things. They have so many of those on there on Pinterest. You can start. It's a rabbit hole. But I would really tell you, don't overcomplicate this or overthink it.
No.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go a little deeper with this vision, because you talked about our kids. And I know we also have listeners that you're not married, or you don't even have, you don't, you're not, this isn't
then you
your
have
season.
No excuse. You get this out there and you get on them dates.
This is, wow. There's your pep talk. But what's that vision and plan for your life right now that you feel that you're growing in? Is it serving in church? Is it creating, asking God to help create that circle of friendship? Is it you planning just wonderful trips with friends or family? Like, don't just stay home. God wants you, and I'm not saying you are, that sounds horrible. Maybe it's just don't stay in that same cycle or pattern when there's so much growth and things that God wants you to experience and do. And it could be that, you know, an exercise class you wanted to try. Like, there's so many different things that when we commit it to God, He will help us to succeed in it.
Right.
And even bring in the provision and the support needed. So, like, with our kids, y'all, I am in this vision. It goes deep for praying for their spouse, to God calling them out and them using their gifts and talents for the kingdom of God. So, like, we recently have asked the Lord for one of our kids. Lord, he has gifts that need to be used. Show us, give us a plan, give us a vision on how to help him step into that so that he takes ownership of these wonderful gifts in his life.
Yeah.
And that's something that we've just recently been talking to the Lord about. And we're excited that God's going to show us.
Yeah. You need to start with the basics here, because this was an impromptu podcast. So start with the basics. The foundation is always God's word. And that foundation is to know what God's word says so that you can be fruitful, that you start on a solid ground. And you need to know that God loves your marriage, that God loves you, and in that, He wants to see you blessed and taken care of. The provision is there. Married couples need intimacy. They need each other. They need touch. They need time with one another. That's, God knows that. God said it's not good for man to be alone, okay? Yeah. We knew this. So God created the spouse. And this is so beautiful. So knowing what God's word says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus is teaching and he's saying, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on a bedrock, right? Then verse 26 is important, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, and the rest of it, you read it, you know that your house will be washed away. So you aren't intentionally building a foundation, a house on a solid foundation of God's word. So when you're just sitting there and you're just like completely content and...
Well, I would use the word complacent.
Complacent is better.
Yeah.
You're just complacent with what marriage looks like and you're not willing to surprise and delight. You're not willing to do something fun for each other. Now, I know it could be very difficult because one spouse may be very more pursuant after this than the other spouse. But you're not going to win them over by telling them they need to do it. You win them over by doing what you're supposed to do. So you just do you, all right? So if you are supposed to do these things, then do it.
Oh, and do it unto the Lord.
Right.
Because you may not receive a response of kindness, or encouragement or appreciation like you were hoping for. And this is where we have to know as believers that it's God who builds us up,
mm-hmm.
and that your self-value, your self-worth, that you're complete in Christ Jesus, that all of those affirmations, as much as we want our spouse to pour that into us, and we should, but the foundation of it is through Jesus Christ. And this is whether you're married or not, whatever that looks like that God's calling you to sow into, we do it unto the Lord, because then when we do that, we won't become weary in our well-doing. We're bringing glory to God. He's helping us and strengthening us to do these things, which is awesome. And I like that you picked that set of scripture because a storm's going to come. Torrents of rain will come,
yep.
and attack your relationships, your children, your marriage, your life. But when you have a vision, the word of God says, we will not perish.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a redemptive plan of Jesus Christ, we're not going to perish. Why? Because you know that that plan is built upon solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. And he's the cornerstone and the very foundation of what God's calling you to do.
Yep.
So you guys, this is everything. It's huge. And let's be real. I'll be honest. 20 years in, you surprising me with this. I feel like our marriage... Do I want to say we needed it? Well, sure. Why not say that? But also, it's been really exciting and enjoyable. And it has been kind of like a fresh little wind. I just don't limit what God's asking you to do, how the Lord uses that to love on that person or to bring life to that relationship.
Yeah.
I've always told people when they're going through a hard time, especially with their children, go out to the store, get some ice cream, a bunch of toppings, and have an ice cream party. Like if you're in a storm, you know, a merry heart does good like a medicine. It says a broken spirit dries up the bones. Do something fun.
Yeah.
Seriously, have an ice cream party at your house. You say, well, how is that a part of God's redemptive revelation? Jesus is feeding people all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be, you know, like...
Yeah.
He's all about having, if you're hungry and you're thirsty, come to him. I mean, we do that spiritually, but then also, you guys, it's good to get in and plan some fun things and just make it special.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm all about special food.
There you go. Hey, do something special. That's the key phrase today.
Do something special. And
start small, grow big.
And let God add the increase.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. I will say that before we wrap this up, let's say that. That helps me. If you're not doing small, special things, you cannot plan a trip to Hawaii. And that's it.
Oh, like that's enough? Meaning, oh, I did one big thing, so now I'm done.
Yeah, like that doesn't work. You've got to do the small, special things, and you're building towards that process of like, okay, here, now I'm doing something. Because if you're like, well, I'll just give it one good shot and I'll take her to Hawaii or I'll take him to Hawaii or whatever, that's like, that's it? No. You have to build this foundation of special things. Like all those small things build to that where you go, oh, this is great. Because if you just do one big thing hoping that's it.
Kind of like someone's like, hey, they've never ran in their life and they're going to run a marathon in 3 months. And then you're going, hey, you know what? How about we train for a 5K?
Yeah.
Then how about we go to how about we start to build this up so then you're not so overwhelmed and you regret the process?
Yeah, because you know? if you're dealing with mediocrity now and you think a trip in Hawaii is going to do it, well, then all you're going to show up in Hawaii with mediocrity. You're going to still be there just going to be like stagnant. You need to have that special small moment so that when you get there to Hawaii, it's even grander than what you anticipated.
Yeah, this is every day, everyday living. Ask the Lord.
Yeah, make it happen.
Guys, so
write it down.
Pray, seriously. This is part of your prayer time. And then, men, Josh said he has a journal. Okay, so you're like, men don't journal. I don't know. Do men say stuff like that? Was that really sexist of me to say that?
Yeah, there's just some men that are kind of like, you know, I don't do them things.
If you've got an iPad, or I apologize to the men that were offended by that right now.
Most of the time, those men aren't listening to this podcast.
Well, get a journal.
Just calling it out
for what it is. Get a
phone.
Get your iPad. Write it out. Present it to God. Allow the Lord to make the corrections. And then put your faith in God. That's Habakkuk chapter 2. Yep. You can read all of that about that vision time. Put your faith in the Lord, that the Lord wants to take the best care of whatever season you're in right now.
Yeah.
And cause you to flourish in every season.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to this impromptu.
I loved it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad we did it.
Hey, it's going to be amazing. Hey, you guys, subscribe, like, send it to your friends, your spouse, everyone you come in contact with.
We appreciate the small groups that are joining us, too, and using this as their resource. That's super cool.
Yeah, we are really blessed. So, hey, guys.
We love y'all.
You're amazing. We'll see you guys soon.